begin, guys. Okay. Let's continue where we left off. And then if we have time at the end, I want to try to do mahalak we said about the Havdalah. But I want to continue because we'll get going. And then if we have time, like I said, we'll go back on this din of Havdalah. What we concluded with on Thursday was the Psak Halach of the Mechaber. And that was Al-Pi Din, that if someone is a onein on Shabbos, b'motzoi Shabbos, halacha lomais, he can't say havdalah because he's patur mitzvah, but after the kfura will be chayv and havdalah. That's what we said from the mechaber. Mitzad sheni, though, a katan that becomes a bar mitzvah, toch shiva, we said the mechaber paskin that he was patur. That's what the psak halacha, the mechaber was mechalik between those two psakim in the end of shin sadi vav. That's what we concluded with on Thursday. So let's finish up that little the elements from there in Shin Sarivav, and then we'll continue. And then, if we'll go back, we have time for the Havdalah. The Piskei Teshuva quotes here in Sifkot Nalef B'Shem Derayit Radbaz that if someone, God forbid, is a Shmua that his father died, and then one of the Krovim denied that Shmua and said he didn't die, and then 2 days later it was true, the first Shmua was correct. He's Mona the Shiva from the Shmua Rishona. And that's as a extension of the dinner that we heard. He obviously wasn't the Zalzel, but Lamaisa, he didn't do it because he didn't think it was true. So therefore, I'll count Lamaisa from the days of Shmua Rishona, even though Itaka wasn't knowing. Then the Piskei Teshuva in Sifkot and Beis quotes the Teshuva's Shiva Tzion, who has a problem with the Taz, because the Taz Paskins, like the Shulchan Aruch, that a katan that becomes a bar mitzvah in the middle of Shiva is potter from Avelis, because at the beginning he was a katan. That's the Taz. He paskins like the Mechaber Mitzad Sheni and Shin Mem. We had generally presented that the Ramah and the Shach say there's no chinuch ba'Avelis, but the Taz said not that way. The Taz and Shin Mem said that a katan was chayv and all dini Avelis mitam chinuch against the Mahalach of the Ramah and the Shach and the Beisul. So it's a steer in the Taz. Lamaisa. Here the Taz passes like the Mechaber, a Kadisha Higdil, Lamaisa, Toch Shiv is Potter from Avelis. What do you mean? Al-Tschinach is Shivim Chuyiv. So the Teret says the Piskei Teshuva, Shem, the Shiva Tzion, is as follows. That the Mechaber was talking about a situation, that the Taz was made in the Mechaber that the son had no father. So if he had no father, there's no Din Chinuch. And there's no Din Chinuch. And that's why you're Potter if you became a God of a Toch Shiva. You make it a kimta that there was no father, male, there's no mitzvah schinuch. Or he was going to yeshiva. If the guy's going to yeshiva, the boy to learn Torah, there's no din chinuch. He wants to go as well. The Taz, you make it a kimta where there'll be no din of chinuch that's activated. So male, that's in the case where the Taz passes like the Mechaber, that a katan became a god of bar mitzvah, becomes a bar mitzvah, and tok shiva will be potter. In scenarios where there'll be no din chinuch. But according to us, Lamaisa, there's no chinuch la'avelis at all, so there's no, the kasha doesn't really start. According to the Ramah and the Shach, we're pointing out, we said the Basilica, because Nehugi Avelis is tshuva, katan doesn't have to do tshuva. What about a girl? So we know that the Magen Avraham says a father's not mechuyu to mechanech his daughter, but the Tais Yishonim and Yuma says not that way, that a father's mechuyu to mechanech his daughter like a son. So the Pashas says we should do a whole Pashas like that, Tais Yishonim, that then a chinuch poshub shat should. I mean, the chaps and nafkamin in other areas, let's say by, my chap and nafkamin in case of tuition, lemaisa. What I mean by tuition, let's say, can you use meiser k'safim for tuition? So there are some poskim that want to be mechayitin, boys and girls, maybe. Maybe there's a chiyuv chinuch lemaisa. There's no chiyuv tamatayr for girls. But the shavas is a din chinuch. Machlegs magen ram teis yishon. Okay. Shiloh, the three sheetahs, whether meiser k'safim derives the rabbanu minig or shechter shlita holds mikra, then it's a minig. And therefore, he's very, one perhaps could be makel maybe in that, and say that you could use tuition maybe for meiser k'safim, certainly for girls, if you say this whole shtickel tire. Okay, and then two last nakudas, let's get, and then we'll move on to the next simon. The next Piskei Teshuva in Sifkot and Gimel points out, Rachmon Litzlan, if an oval is ill, if an oval is sick, and then he got healed, Allah Lamais, I mean, he was not able to observe Shiva because he was sick. So then he got healed, toch shiva. What's the din? He would have to do his shiva and shloshim from the time that he got better. Even according to the sheet of the Rosh, halach lamaisa, we know the sheet of the Rosh that says that halacha lemaisa, if you're a potter lemaisa, you know, we learned the machlis marami rubberg in the rush. So the Beis Yosef said halacha lemaisa, you know, the cotton shehigdol b'toch shiva, he's potter from avelis. The shach, you know, the rush holds that din stark. So even the rush that says you'd be potter, but lemaisa, if you got healed in the middle of shloshim, when you got healed, then you'd observe the din. It'd be kind of like a shmua krova. And then the last nekuda, Pesachim Tshuva Tzifkan Dalad writes, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch that the Mechaber Lamaisa paskins like the Shitas Arash, it could very well be, which is a tremendous chiddush, the Pesachim Tshuva points out, that a katan that's higdil b'toch shiva would be putter from shiva and shloshim and maybe even yud beis chodesh. Right? If you look at the Mechaber in Siv Gimel, he says, Kot Shemei Savavimo, Nafil Higdol Tok Shiva, Batul Meno, Kol Din Avelis, Veno Chaybo. I mean, if you take the Lashon Mechaber out of Sof, Batul Din Kol Shlo, Batul Nimeno Kol Din Avelis, maybe even Yud Beis Chodesh. So the Pesachei Tshuva says, maybe even Yud Beis Chodesh, and then Lamaisi backs out of that, and he says, if you look in the Chochma Sodom, there's no way you can say that. Because Yud Beis Chodesh is based on the mechanics of Kibbut Avein. And obviously, it's not mitam avelis. He wants a tain, and therefore, obviously, when the cut becomes a gadol, he'll be mechuyev in that element of kibud avein, even lefishit es arosh. And that's what we would assume. Ladini halacha lemaisa. So we would have all the dinim of yud beis chodesh. Okay, so that's the end of siman shin sadi vav. Let's go to shin sadi zayin. Very quickly, we'll do these dinim. So they're long, very long. Very long here, Lamaisa, the Taz, right? Lamaisa. But the Shach Lamaisa comes in the end of this simon was very long because he had that steer. Okay, but let's just quickly do the din. Hopefully this never should come up, but let's get the din in. Says the Mechaber, Mesablan al Piedecha, Eid mi Pied, Vavid Kacham Mesich Lefitumo. We know in Kol HaTorah Kuli you need two Eidim. Al Pishnayim Eidim Yochum Dover, for Din Imamus, for Din Nefashos. For Isurim, we know the Gemara says, Egitin Eidachanem and Isurim. The Shaila is on identifying that a husband is dead, which we call Eidus Isha. So the Chachamim say, the Gemara says in the end of Yavamas, for Eidus Isha, one Eid is good. And the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin points out that really, if you collect the different reasons in the Gemara, there are three reasons. Number one, Mishumi Guna Kile Ben Abonon. That's based perhaps on Afkinu. Number two, because Milsa Vidali Gluli Loma Shakri, something that's revealed people don't lie about. So, you know, whether a guy's alive or dead, people don't lie about. So one aid's good enough to identify that a guy's dead. And number three, Isha Daiko Minsuba. A woman looks into it before she remarries and examines whether the guy's dead or not. So Rambam collects all those three reasons. And that's why hearsay is acceptable. That's what's called ABPA. Hearsay, meaning if you didn't see it yourself. And they'll always make a Rashi and Shabbos at Kuf Mem Hei. And it says, based on the din of Afkinu, ABPA is acceptable for Eidus Isha. So all these kulas we're looking, you know, that Halach Lamaisa, we're looking, Halach Lamaisa, that for an Aguna, that Lamaisa, she should what? She shouldn't be stuck as an Aguna. That's why the Rasamech has a beautiful Chiddush, the end of Yevamos, they threw in a Chumrah, the Chacham. What was that Chumrah? Of Mayim Shein Lam Sof. That if a guy drowns in Mayim Shein Lam Sof, or you can't see the other side of the river, they had a Chumrah that she can't get remarried. Because the Rasamech says, there were so many coups thrown in, that she shouldn't be stuck as an Aguna, we thought it would get out of hand. Chumrah thought. So they had to throw in a chumrah to offset it. And that chumrah is Mayim Shein Lam Sof. It's a beautiful Mahachidish of the Rasamech. And therefore, halacha lemaisa, that was a big shaila by 9/11. You know, the poskim had to get out of that. Why was that not an issue of Mayim Shein Lam Sof? Because if you're dealing with the sugya of Mayim Shein Lam Sof, then she can't get remarried. Okay? So lemaisa, that's why I just want to point out that Rasamech, because it's a little bit difficult, because the mahalach of what? It's just try to always get her out of not being stuck as a neguna. But the Or Sameh felt that the Chacham said, they thought it would get out of hand. So the question is, what do you do about Avelis? So the Mechaber says, well, if an Eid Echad is allowed to say she's dead, he's dead. If hearsay, ABPA is good, and also a Goy is believed, Mesiach Lefituma. What is Mesiach Lefituma? He's shooting the breeze. Meaning, if you call him in to be Mayed, you know, that was all Shiloh by 9/11, you know, asking the dental records, and asking the city, well, if they know they're being trusted, maybe that's not Mesiach Lefitumo. Or maybe you have the issue of that they would be fired if they're caught lying, so maybe you have Uman Lomari Inshe, person's not going to lie. Okay, all these shilas came up with 9/11, these shilas Rahman al-Islan, but these are three scenarios we allow. Eid Echad, aid me PA, and we allow a goy, if he's shooting the breeze, to glean the information. The guy's telling a story. Oh, yeah, Mr. X, that guy, the Jewish guy, died. And then they glean from that the guy's dead. So in all those scenarios, acceptable to get remarried. One sec, Moshe. So what do you do about Avelis? So the Machaber says, we paskin, you do Avelis. You sit Shiva, Halach Lamaisa, and Halach Lamaisa, we have Shloshim. This is based on the Ramban. The Torah points out in Simchat Shitzadi Zion that according to the Ramban, Misablan Apiyedachar against the Ma'an Rami Rutenberg. The Ma'an Rami Rutenberg says, Beferish, the Torah points out, Ein Misablan Apiyedachar. And the notion of the Ramban is that any atheist that allows the woman to get married, carry with that a Shiva. So the Beis Yosef says that the Ramban is so convincing that the Rami Rutenberg was Chozerbo, and he admitted to the Ramban. Okay? And he admitted to the Ramban. So that's what we assume, Ladina. In Sif Aleph, and it makes sense because you don't want to have a steer, you know what I mean? Here she's getting remarried, and she's not, you know, didn't observe Shiva. So that's why the Poskim, we don't want to get too involved in that thought. That's why the 9-11, a lot of the Poskim wanted to Poskim very quickly before Shloshim, because then it gets into a Shiloh, it would be a Shmuel Rechoka. They wanted to Poskim within 30 days, and then Lamais, they would sit Shiva, sit Shloshim, and then, you know, they could Poskim up, because we Poskim, you know, the longest Simon in Shulchan Aruch Simon Yud Zion. On Agunas in Ibn Ezra. It's the longest simon. And we paskin, you need a basin for it. Basin must actually issue a psak. It can't be one individual rav to paskin that she now is allowed to get remarried. Rav Rodin, so actually there's a whole shtickle Torah on that. Why is there a need to have a psak of a basin on it? Well, whatever the case might be, Lamais, it's one in one of the basins. I think it's in the basins. I think it's in the, what's it called? Cold Sea. Lamais, when they learned Yavamas. But the Brahma holds like that. So you need a psak. So they had the paskin up, you know, even though some bat they did not paskin within Shloshim, but there were some bat they didn't. The Hasidish bat they didn't wanted to paskin up quickly so you wouldn't get into Shiloh, Shmuel, Krov, Shmuel, Rekoka. Okay, others wanted to make sure the Shiloh is a very weighty matter, Ashishish, but okay. Bliyan Hara, no, all the psakim have been good. No man showed up where they paskin that the woman was allowed to remarry. Bliyan Hara 50 times. Okay. I'm sorry, Moshe. Go ahead.
Just wondering, I mean, I know there's an analogy between Aguna and the case of Avelis, but I would think Avelis is conceptually more lenient because Aguna is a case of Arayos, which really Mikar Din needs two witnesses, but Avelis, there's no source out of it. It's a din of Eidos.
It's a good point what you're saying, but I'm just saying you don't want to have a tart to the Sasre. You know what I'm saying? You don't want to have her getting remarried and you didn't sit Shiva. Or the opposite, you're sitting Shiva and you know, she's not going to get remarried. That's why you always want to have a hand in hand. You're right. You're pointing out there's no doubt Allah Almighty says she's more weighty, but you don't want to have a tart to the sasra. So that's the motivating factor, I think, why we're going to assume like the Ramban to the degree that Ma'an Rami Rutenberg was chosrbo. Okay, let's see Sif Beis. This itself is a very big topic in Shas. Shnayim Omrim Meis, Shnayim Omrim Lo Meis, Ein Misabel. It's a din of Trey V'Trey. The Allah of Trey V'Trey. It's a big machlekes in the Gemara. Different sugas in Yavamas and Ksubas. Yavam Estaf Lamar Aleph, Zub Estaf Kofes. Does Trey V'Trey create a Sveik of the Rabbanon or a Sveik of the Yeraisa? What does that mean? So if your old Trey V'Trey creates a Sveik of the Rabbanon, that means you shtel on the Chazakah of the past. Now the Chazakah of the past, Halach Lamaisa, was what? Was that she was a married woman. So two people say he died, two people say he didn't die. If you shtel on the Chazakah, then he's still alive. She's still married, so you're not going to do Shiva. So that's the psak here in the Machaber. We hold Trey V'Trey Sveik of the Rabbanon, you shtel back on the Chazakah Mi'ikara. If you hold Trey V'Trey Sveik of the Yeraisa, it wipes everything away. It wipes away the previous Sveikah. You don't shtel on the Chazakah, and therefore it's a Suffolk. Halach Lamaisa. It's really a Suffolk. And Lamaisa, we're not sure whether he's alive or dead, Lamaisa. Okay? So therefore, perhaps we would say, by Avelis, if you held like the Machaber's the Yeraisa, maybe you would be Machaber to sit one day, at least. Yom Rishon is the Yeraisa, but you don't know Yom Misa, Yom Kuru, you don't know when the Yom Misa was. So it's hard to develop that scenario here because you don't know when the Yom Misa is, even according to the Machab and the Rif. But I'm just pointing out, the Pashtus is that this din is based on what? This din is based on a Mordechai, that Shneidim say he's died, Shneidim say he didn't die, we're not Misabel, Misafek, because we assume Trey V'Trey Sveik of the Rabbanon, and Yushtel on the Chazaka, that we presume he's still alive, and therefore you don't do Shiva. Also, the Machaber, we pointed out, says that a goy is believed besich lefitumo. So the Tazer in Sifkar Nav is a very important nekuda. He quotes that according to the Marshal, this is not true. A goy is not neman. You know, the phrase is maslat. That's the abbreviation for Mesich Lefi Tumo. According to the Marshal, a goy is not believed Mesich Lefi Tumo, Halacha L'maisa, by allowing Halacha L'maisa. It's very interesting, by Avelis, which is against the Rav Yah, who paskins that he is believed. And L'maisa, the Taz speaks this out beautifully. He says, you know why? The lumdus might be that a goy is only believed Mesich Lefi Tumo only for Eidus Isha, only to allow the guy to get remarried. And only allow the woman to get remarried, but not Lagabe Avelis. Who says that? Chiddush and Mesich. There's no Gemara in Shas that says that. That Mesich Lefi Tumo Chaps and Nafkamin in Avelis. Chaps and Nafkamin allow her to get remarried. But who says it has to, who says it then follows by Avelis? But Lamaisa, the minig is that what? That he is believed and it caused, and that's the machlokes I want you to get. But the Marashal points out that he's only believed by Eidus Isha, and he would not be believed by what Avelis. But as I said, the Pesach is, we want to go everything, hey, how about Talia? And if we're allowing to remarry, well, we would sit shiva. Okay. The Shach and Sifkot Na'alev, Lamaisa, has a beautiful discussion here about a Suffolk Shmua Krov. What's the din of a Suffolk Shmua Krov? Meaning, was the death within 30 days or was after 30 days? You're not really sure. So there's a letter sent to you that, God forbid, a parent was nifter, and you're not sure whether that was within 30 days without 30, or was it what? Was it after 30 days? Nafkamina Shmua Krova, you have to do Shiva Vishloshim. Shmua Rechoka, one day that chiseled down to 1 hour. So what do you do? So Lamaisa, he wants the time that we go Basa the Chazaka the Hashta, and that he's died right now. Okay? As long as there's no other riots, we assume Lamaisa that he's died right now. So therefore, then you, whatever day you're in, if it's, you know, the later day, it'll be a Shmua Krova, Shmua Rechoka. But he writes, it depends, Lomaitza, Hochen Basar Cheska Shemes Lomer Hashta Mes, now that he died. But he says, if a Tamachachem wrote the letter, that's his Lashon. He says, Miu Hechashu Ksav Yad Shal Chachem, Amrin Mistamalach Shloshim Hu. If the Chachem wrote it, then you got nothing to worry about. If the Chacham wrote it, then you can assume that it was after Shloshim, and don't sit Shiva. Because he would have written explicitly, Lamaisa, you know, to make sure you observe Shloshim. So the fact that a Talmud Chacham wrote it and he didn't note that, you can assume also, Halacha Lamaisa, that it's a Shmua what? Shmua Rechoka, and Halacha Lamaisa, you won't have to what? You won't have to observe. But the box says that you're Chayav Lisavo Misafik, since you go bust with Chazaka Shemes, okay? We should go bust to the Chazaka Shemes. So if you go bust to the Chazaka that he's mace, that he died now, that means it's going to be within Shloshim. Okay? You follow that thing? I said that over. I didn't say it over right now. Okay? Again, if a Talmud Chacham wrote the thing, then you assume it was what after Shloshim to Shmua Rechoka. But the Bach holds, if it's not a Talmud Chacham that wrote it, you assume that he died right now. Died right now means it puts it within Shloshim. Puts it within Shloshim, you chayav l'sabel misafek. That's what the Bach says. Okay, so in a regular case, Yechayv L'Sav Misafik, we assume that he died right now, it's within Shloshim. However, if a Talmud Chacham wrote it, you can assume it was after Shloshim, otherwise he would have signified that. Okay, and what happens, L'maisa the Shach writes, that someone's told by a posek not to Misav Misafik Shmua Krova against the Bach, and then he's told him, Afreya, that the Taka, the parent, died, talk Shloshim, or one of his Krovim. So what's the din? So the Shach points out, it's interesting. Poshup Shat, you're potter from mourning. That's what the Shach first says. And then in the Nekudas HaKesef right here, if you look, he backs out of that. And he says you have to be Misabel. Okay? He says, Fiyani has died to Sarach Lisabel, Dabarashu and Shin Sanav Mashmach HaShloshim and Sarach Lachsol Lisabel. So he says what the Shach writes in the Nekudas HaKesef, the bottom line is that you should be misabel, okay? He says, based on the cheshbon, maybe it should be that you're potter because you had a psak, and then we were told, lamaisa, but he says the pashtus is, in the Nekudas HaKesef here, he points out that you should be misabel in such a case. You still told Shloshim, why not be misabel? And that's what he says here in the Nekudas HaKesef. It's commenting on the Taz and Sifkot and Beis, okay? Follow the shtickle, he's saying you should be potter, because originally you were told that what? You're a potter, and then they tell you afterwards that it's Tosh Loshim. He says, okay. So he says, and he says that same thing in the Kudus HaKesef. Okay. Fine. The Taz here in Sifkot and Beis And the Taz says, and Sifkot and Beis, he says, the whole shaila of Sofik Shmuel Krov, of course you don't have to be Mesabel. Right? Sofik Avelis Lekulu. So therefore he says, you're not Mesabel, I'll pee the claw, Yadu and Echus Avelis. Sofik Shmuel Krov, you don't have to Mesabel, says the Taz. And a Yadil and Mafrea that he died Tok Shloshim. As I said before, the Taz seems to say you're not Mesabel, because Lemaisa, you're now holding after Shloshim. So it's like a Shmuel Rechoka. Okay? It's like a Shmuel Rechoka. And he says, someone who's shogeg and was not knowing Avelis, Beim Shogeg, Beim Mezid, you're mashlim the Shloshim. But after the Shloshim, there's no Indian of Tashlumim. So in other words, as long as you're in the Shloshim, you could save yourself, as we said, to do the Shivan Shloshim. After the Shloshim, it's already too late. I'll pi alocha. So Lemaisa, it comes out that in this case of the Shach and the Taz, Lemaisa, if you're holding already after what? If you're holding already after the Shloshim, but you were told the original, you were either paskin the Savik Shmuel Krova, and then it came out with my friend that it was true, but you're holding after the Shloshim, the Taz says you're pot, and the Shach says no, the Shach says you're going to be Mechuyiv, Al Pi Din. It makes sense, because you had the Shmuel Tov Shloshim. Who cares, Lamaitza, whether you didn't be knowing it? But that's what the Shach wants. The Taz says you're holding after the Shloshim, you don't have to be Misaba. Okay, Machloike Shach Taz Din. Stomach would hold like the Shach, Lamaitza, and let's just say something. But the Chur, you had the Shmuel Tov Shloshim. Okay, so that's Shin Sadi Zion. Okay, Shin Sadi Ches we did. Shin Sadi Ches we did. Now we move to Shin Sadi Tes. Okay? Let's get these dinim, Lamaisa, about the Avelis before the Yom Tovim, the different sugyas that come up. Okay? The Gemara says here in Daf Yotesim and Alf, the Mishnah, you know, when you say you learn Elu Megalchin, which is the Makoros for Avelis, it's really Yotesim and Alf. It's not from the beginning of Elam Alagalchin, and Magalchin is from Yudalit. When you're learning the Yudani Avelis, it's really a test from it off till the end of the Sefer. And the Mishnah has this din of Kovar Mesha Shloshim Yom Kodim L'Regel, Batla Himenu Gzer Shiva. That if you bury your mace before Yomtiv, it's Mavatl Shiva of Yomtiv. Now, the Mishnah said 3 days. The Gemara on Chof Amaral says it's 3 days is Lav Dafka. It's even 1 day and 1 hour. As long as you did a kfura before and you were able to what do something, as the Gemara says in Chafanav Tanabanan, Kfikayim Kfiyasimita Shloshiyam Mekodem Regel Ein Tzarich Lekfos Acharek. Divrei Rabbi Elazar Chomer Afilu Yomecha Afilu Shachas. That's on Chafanav Meralef. Even the parish on the Mishnah here says it's Lav Dafke Lamaisa. Okay, so there's no din Halach Lamaisa that it's got to be 3 days on Chafanav Meralef. The Gemara says Afilu Shachas. Okay, so we pass him like that. Ladina, Rav Amar Kitan Ladina, Amar Shlosha, Ravina Ikla L'Sura Pras, Amar Chinu Ravina Hilchasamay, Amar Yafiliyomecha Yafilishahakas. So as long as the Levi is done the day before, in fact, I just got a Shaila. So Rav called me. He said he was doing a Levaya in a certain place after Shkia, whatever. You probably can figure out the Makomos. Most places you can't do that in, but where you can make your own rules, you can do that. And they did a kfura lemaisa, and he wanted to know how many minutes after shkia could we count it as the 1 day, as long as they would sit in the cemetery. Let them sit, take off the shoes to count 1 day. So according to Reb Moshe, I told him 8 minutes should be the same thing by mincha. According to Reb Avadi, you have 13 minutes. So as long as you finish the levaya before, you could count it. So if you look in the tour here, the tour in Simon Shinsadi Tess writes, Halacha lemaisa, even if you're noeg shachas kodem regel, even dvarim shibitzina, regel is mafsid avelis. Okay? So that's an interesting tour. Even if you do abstain from something, it's hard to say you concretize that. And that's why the Ravid, quoted by the Beis Yosef, says, no, it's got to be something you're noeg befoel. If you're showing your maze and you didn't do it, lemaisa, then it's not regel, it's not mafsid the shiva. You must be noeg dvarim shibitzina, Halacha lemaisa, and after the regular, you know the shiva. You must do something, says the Rav, proactively after the levaya to say that you've done something for the regular to be mevatelim. It's not just stam; you abstain from something. And the tour halacha lemaisa says like the Rav, you must be knowing avedas before kodam regal, even lemaisa. Everything's got to be; you have to be knowing. So that's why you take the shoes off. We said after you walk through the shura, very important. Maybe even sit down if time is. Sit down in the cemetery. To be noig halacha lemaisa, to make sure that it's done in its most proper way. Now the Tur, Lamaisa, points out, I'll read this in the Mechaber, the Tur says if you do the Kfura Kora Marego, Allah Lamaisa, and for some reason you didn't be knowing any Avelis Kora Marego, the Avelis is pushed off till after Shiva. You really messed up. I don't know, messed up, but Lamaisa, you didn't get it done in order for Regal to Mavatalim. Yes? But there's one dispensation. Now, you can't do work during Chol HaMoed anyway, remember? You can't work on Yontif, you can't work on Chol HaMoed. That means you're going to have like 2 weeks out of work. So there's a special dispensation. You're allowed to do Malacha Yedei Acherim. And your Avad Mishfachosov can even do Malacha in your own house. Even though we learned that there's an Isser during Shiva. But here, I mean, Lamais, even though we learned during Shiva there's only a Heter for a Davar Avad, here you have a Heter even if it's not a Davar Avad because you're basically going to be out of work for 2 weeks. So here we allow you to do the work, Al Pidin, Halacha Lamaisa, during what? During your Shiva, because you really what? You really been out of work during Yom Tov as well. Similarly, if your Kover Mesel Beregel and the Avelis is pushed off after the Regel, at the end of the 7 days from the Kfura, please get that, the end of the 7 days from the Kfura, meaning that'll be in the middle of your Shiva probably, it's Mutta Du Malacha Yedacherim, because already you've been out of Malacha for Shiva day. So you have that dispensation here by Malacha, and you'll measure from the time through. And so too, who had denied by Nichum Avelim, since you've already been Misasik, Bol, and Akamo, Besocha Regal, you don't have to go after the Regal. Also, Kover Meso Beregal, we know the din is. If you're Kover Meso Beregal, what's Alacha? If you're Kover Meso Beregal, Lamaisa, the Tom Shiva Yomim Yom Akfura, Lagabe the Malacha, also, we assume that what you'll be able to go to work. Not go to work, but at least do malacha while you're during Shiva. What about Hanochas Tefillin? What about Hanochas Tefillin on a Velis Tehuya? So here the Pesachei Tshuva Tzivkot and Gimel points out, let's get it. The Magen Avraham says, where Maniach Kfar B'Yom Rishon, you should put it on the first day because the Velis has been Tehuya. And the Shvus Yankov says, no, you do regular second day of Shiva after sunrise, and that's Lamaisa. Well, we assume the Shari Chuvin or a Chaim says the same thing. That's what we assume. You put on the tefillin the second day after Nates. Halacha Lamaisa, he says actually, Fnei Nates Achama, but I think our minig would be, if you wanted to do that, that's fine. But Lamaisa, we don't make a dispensation and say, oh, since that it was pushed off, you should put Avelis on the first day. In other words, basically bringing up the Mari Tats. We're not going to do that, Halacha Lamaisa. First Moshin, then Yoni. Yeah, go ahead.
Question. So if we hold a, you know, aside for the first day of Shiva, basically the other days almost everybody holds, that's Midrabanan, then if you find someone in that situation that's being Hashmash, that's between Shkia and Seis, could you be Makel, and since it's Darabanan anyway, hold that counts toward the Minyan of Shiva?
I don't think you do it after the 13 minutes, okay? Up till 13 I would be Makel, okay? Very good, Moshe. Yes, Yoni?
Just clarification.
Yes.
When we say Shiva me Avelis, are we saying 24-hour periods from the time of the Kfura, or are we saying 7 days, including
that? I mean, for this Heter Malachi, you're saying. Yeah, that's a good point. I don't think we're going to get so finicky about it. In other words, if the Kfura, let's say, is on Thursday afternoon, that'll be one. That'll be day one. Friday will be day two. Saturday, three. Sunday, four. Monday, five. Tuesday, six. Wednesday, seven. Lamaisa. It's interesting. Would you say mix the Yom Kekula on this din? That's an issue. I would imagine you would, Lamaisa. Because we had a machlekes in Achronim even by Yom Shlishi by a regular Shiva from Malacha. You remember that?
And they all will get up in the morning.
What'd you say?
And they all will just...
Well, not, it doesn't get up. Just so you can have work done for him. That's all. He's not getting up. He's got to sit Shiva. Remember talking about only the Heter Malacha. That's all. But I would imagine you would say Mixiyom Kekulo on that as well. To allow your other work to be done outside your house or Avad Mishvachos in your house. It's a good point. Even though if you remember correctly, you checked the notes. I thought didn't we have a Diuk in the Ramah? I thought we had a duke in the Ramah, Lagabi, that machloikis, whether we allow Mixim Kula by 3 days by a regular Shiva. Did we have a duke in the Ramah? You don't say it? I seem to recall we had a duke in the Ramah. Okay, whatever. I think we had a duke in the Ramah, but I'm saying that wouldn't be germane here because here we're talking about the seven, you know what I mean? It was a machloikis on the three. Remember who said that if a guy needed to go to work? I thought we had a duke in the Ramah. I thought so. Okay, let's continue now with this background. Okay, the tour continues. Let's get all these dinim, okay? The tour continues and he says, B'chol mikre, regal is olu min in shloshim. So let's get that. This is very important din, and dafchafam at aleph. It's a very important halacha, which is very novel, okay? Meaning, let's talk about the case of kover meso kodem regal, and also the same case, kover meso betocha regal. We assume the Gemara is a shayla here on daf chaf, whether the Ola, I'm sorry, in Daf Yetesim is, whether the regular, Yemei regular, Ola L'Shloshim. So let's take the din, Allah L'Maisa, of regal, we paskin, the Rabban says that regal is Ola L'Minin Shloshim. Why is that? Take, for example, Kovar Meso Beregel. So when do you start the Shiva? After Yontif. But the days of Chol HaMoed and last days of Yontif, do they count for Shloshim? Yes, they do. They do count for Shloshim. It's a very unique thing. You're basically starting Shloshim before Shiva. You follow me? It's a very important din. And the Rabban says the reason why that is so is because, where the parish says it on the Gemara, is because on Regal, you're also Aser B'Gibbutz V'Tisparas V'Shloshim. See, you follow me? It's kind of like you get your cake and you can eat it too. In other words, you know what I'm saying? Because Chol HaMoed is also B'Tisparas and what? And Kvisa and Giyutz, well, that's also during Avelis, during the Shloshim Yom. So why not count the Yemei Regal for the Shloshim, which we do, Taka? Okay? And therefore, Halach L'Maisa, it could very well be the Ramban is bothered by, and this is what I want you to get, the Ramban is bothered by, but don't say it's Midin Regal. Because if it would be Usher and Losa Mitor Regal, so why can't you count it as Shiva too? You know what I mean? The Ramban doesn't like the formulation that it's because, oh, I'm observing Mitam Regal, therefore let the Yemei Regal be Olu L'Shloshim. Because if that would be the case, then let it be count for days of Shiva too. So the Ramban says differently. The Ramban says the Isser is Machmas, the Avelis itself. You are being knowing Shloshim, Toch the Regal. In other words, the Dover is Kayim Rak Medina Avelis Shloshim. Because what is Shloshim? Shloshim is what? Is abstentions. It's not the Iker part of the Avelis. And therefore, Lamaisa, you know, the proactive things you do, Lamaisa, those Takar that in Shiva are not knowing on Regal. That's the Avelis Beferhashia, which don't exist during Shloshim, right? Shloshim is abstentions, like we said. So it's not Kokach Mefursim. But the bottom line is you are being knowing Dini Shloshim during the Regal, Memeila, that's the Svara why you may Regal be Olu L'Shloshim. Don't articulate it like the Perish and the Gemara, that those things are Usar Alts Moe. Oh, and therefore since they're Usar Moe, they're also Usar Avail, so I'll count it. No! That's not the Lumbus, says the Ramban. The Lumbus is because it's Oila, the Nihugi Shloshim are being observed. Toch what? Toch Regal. And the reason why the mice are being observed, because they're not Mephursim, they're not available before Hesia, they're private mansions, they're abstentions, but the bottom line is they're being observed. So why not count it? Shiva, though, are proactive things before, which are not being done, which would be before Hesia, and therefore I cannot count Yemei Shiva. One sec, Ariel. So that's the Lumbus, that's the Cheshbin of the Ramban. Comes along the Rush. The Rush says, I'm sorry. The Rush says, no, I agree with you. The Psak of the Gemara, of course, is that Yemei regular Ol Shloshim, but it's not because of the Isra Avelis of Shloshim Regal like the Ramban. It's because of the Torah's Regal, the Giyutz of these Pirates. And that's the bottom line. Okay? That's the bottom line. There's a fundamental machlokes here, guys, in Lumdus between the Ramban and the Rush. The Nafkamina would be, would there be an Isra during the Chol HaMoed to wear pressed clothes, iron clothes? Because during Chol HaMoed, there's no Isra to wear iron clothes. Right? The Isra Chol HaMoed is to do laundry. Right? On Shloshim, there's an Isra to wear press clothes, we said, iron clothes. So if you learn like the Ramban, that it's out what? That it's out the Shloshim, the Avelis, you shouldn't wear press clothes, even on Chol HaMoed. But if you learn like the Rosh, that it's based on Yemei what? Yemei Rego, Halacha L'Maisa, then it's possible to say that you'd be allowed to wear what? You'd be allowed to wear Halacha L'Maisa, press clothes, Halacha L'Maisa. Even though mitam avelis it's also. So that's a fundamental machlokes. And the mechaber, and I'll point out another nafkamina, the mechaber paskins like the Ramban on this, because the bottom line is we have guys coming to you, Menachem Avil, Kovar Meso Beregel. People come in Menachem Avil. So the Ramban says, what's going on here with the Rush? You guys, you got guys being Menachem Avil? I'll give you another nafkamina. Can you go to a Simcha Vareis during Chol HaMoed, right after the Levaya? If you hold it's out to the Ramban, then it's out to Avelis, of course you can't go to Simcha Vareis. But if you say this whole word of regular Olu Shloshim, out's what? Out to irregular, but there's no concept of Shloshim Rama Avelis, then you can go to the Simcha Vareis. And the Mechaber Paskins Beferis will read the Lashon. He says, Elishar Ava Maritor Zagamutal Lobos Kalim Gutzam Kharish Lavanam Venotus Yiporna. And he says, Allah, that's usher. Call you may a regal. He says it beferish. The Mechaber Pasuk is like the Ramban. Din giyutz v'tisporos noagim beregel atzaveilus. The lomi toris regel bilvad aser behem. El af mi toris aval. Shar mi toris regel muter lobos gelim u'gatsim. Chudashim levanim. That's if you hold like the Russian note to Zipporna of the Misraim. The Sameh Simcha Mereyes. And we say that that's aser. I mean, you got guys coming to Menachem, you know, but, oh, the guy says, oh, I got to go to the Simcha Mereyes. It's crazy. No, it's very difficult. The Rabban is stark against this rush, and the Mechaber Pasuk is like the Ramban here, in the Torah's Adam, halacha l'maisa. Okay, now, it's interesting that if you look in the Gemara, on Chav Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara says, Omer Ravina Hilkach Yoymecha L'fnei Achag, Rachag, V'shmini Shalare, Kan Esrim V'yomecha. I want you guys to get there. What is this din? On Chav Dalet Amud Beis, Gemara has an interesting cheshbon that you can come up with 21 days. How do you come up with 21 days? Omer Ravina Hilkach Yoymecha L'fnei Achag, Rachag, V'shmini Shalare, Kan Esrim Yom. Esrim V'yom. Esrim V'echad Yom. How do you have 21 days? So the lum this is that the day before Sukkot, that counts as Sukkot being Mavapal, the day is Shiva, automatic 7. Right? Then you have Halach L'maisa. You have another 7 days. You have another 7 days of Sukkot. Right? Halach L'maisa. Yom Echel L'fnei Achag V'Achag V'Shmini Shalo Harekan Esrim V'Yom. Right? So, basically, what you have is Yontif being Mavatal, that's 7, plus the Yontif is another 7, and then Shmini Atzeres counts as another 7. So it's 21 days. 7 plus 7 plus 7. We got that? So you got to observe another 9 days. And the truth of the matter is, you see that Shmini Atzeres is not Mavatal the Shloshim. So what's the pshat? You have to say, because you're not Noheg, Dini Avelis Shloshim B'Toch Techak. But the Gemara said the Hanaga Gzeres Shloshim B'Chag. What did it mean, Daniel? It didn't mean the Kavanah Mitoris Avel. It meant Midin Chag itself, that it's also gives with this virus. That's what he wants to tie in. That Lashon, the Hanaga Gzeres Shloshim B'Chag, that Lashon that is used, he wanted to say that it's a riot to him, that it's considered to be what? It's considered to be Midin what? Midin the regal. Halacha L'maisa. But the Ramban won't read it that way. The Mechaber doesn't side like that. So as I said, the Mechaber passes like the Ramban, that it's a halacha l'maisa, and you have a scenario, please get it, that the Shloshim is being started before the Shiva, and you will be usher b'simcha v'reyus, and wearing the pressed clothes, and the nafkaminas that follow based on this din. Now, we'll get to the question. Let's just finish this mahalach. The Tazer and Sifkon Beis points out a very it comes out from Rav Machlokes between the Taz and the Masas Binyamin. The Masas Binyamin is mekabel the Shitas Arosh that it's only also Machmas Regel. He doesn't ain makum lo chachas or Ramban from Kibus. That's Noeg. That it's Medini Avelis because he says Kibus is not Mahavid Iker Shiva and therefore it's not Maspik that it should be also Mitoris Regel. Because we say the Iker is Pachaz Natar, we learn that the Iker of Elis is not including Kibbutz. What happens during Shiva is the Iker. So the Masas Binyamin argues strongly, Halacha L'maisa, and he holds like the rush against the Ramban. And the Taz here comes in his Deiche, the Masas Binyamin Stark, and he defends the Psak of the Mechaber like the Ramban for many reasons. Number one, he says, Kibbutz is Meikar Dini Avelis. And therefore, Halacha L'maisa, okay, just because the Gemara didn't see it as a dimension of Shiva, that's Noeg Berego, but the bottom line is, don't deny the fact that it is also during Shiva, and it is an important dimension of Shiva. Number two, he says, the Rabban and the Rosh are in a completely different Nekuda. Is the Isser Giyutz with these spores, B'moeg, Koilo Atosefis Midin Avelis? In other words, the prevention from wearing pressed clothes, is that considered to be a davar shiva farhesi or not? It's a technical machlokes. He says everyone holds l'maisa. He says really everyone holds it. It's altsavelis during shloshim. They're just arguing wearing pressed clothes, is that a statement of farhesi? Halach l'maisa. So it comes out, l'maisa, the Rosh says it is a statement of farhesi, and that's why he said no. You know, That's why he said you're not allowed to what? That's why he said that you're not allowed to wear mangled clothes. And the Ramban said no. The Ramban says Dabar Shibitzinin. But in essence, they both really hold. It's a chiddush because the Rush doesn't seem to say like that. But that's what he wants to say in Lomdus. That the Machlekes was whether you call it's on a detail whether you consider wearing pressed clothes, wearing mangled clothes, non iron clothes. Is that for Hesher or not? But everyone really agrees. The Rush is masking the Ramban. The Lomdus is outside Veilus. That the Yemei Shloshim are old. So those are the two Nakudas. Therefore, based on that, says the Taz, we makabel the machab and the Rabad lahalacha, and dinei shloshim are noy b'dinei aveilus tokimei regel, and therefore it's called a kolatof sefes halacha lamaisa. And he says, aye, halacha lamaisa, therefore, you know, you might ask the simcha v'reis, you might ask her wearing, I said, the iron clothes, it doesn't make a difference. Therefore, you may regel olu l'shloshim. And that's the maskana sakavar maskana. And therefore, he says, based on this shtickle, what's the din if you have a chasan on erev regal? And betocha regal, rachmanotzlan, meis lo meis. What do you say? They got married erev yomtiv, tocha regal, meis lo meis. Are the yamei mishnah that are chal on regal, do they count the shloshim? You heard a shiloh? Let's get this. The Yemei Mishnah will be observed on Yontif, right? Because he got married Yontif. Will those days count for Shloshim? So the Taz quotes the Masas Ben Yomin, who was Mavin the Pshat according to the Rosh, that there's a Tanai that the Yemei Avelis are Noe Bisman Harego, and therefore they're what? They're Olel Avelis Shloshim Yidin Torus what? Torus Rego. So the Chassan, right? B'der Klal Yemei Mishnah, what? Are not going to be oilalo, right? You may mishnah are never ola for shloshim for a chosin. But here, since he had an isser of giyutz with these forests out cholamoid, then he wants the tine, it's oilalo. You follow me? You hear this, Cheshman? Let's say it again. Now, there's a coin to the Masas Ben Yamin who's working with what? Working with the Rush. He had a chosin of yontif, so they're observing shevrach, then meis lo meis. Kover meis of barago, what's the din? Can the yamei regal the Ola Shloshim in this case because they're also Sheva Brachas. They're also Sheva Brachas. So what do you say in this case? So B'der Klal Yemei Mishnah are not Ola Lo. Right? For the Shloshim. But in this case, Lamaisa, he wants the Tainus. Since you're also begins with these parts anyway, let it count. That's only going to be good guys according to the Rosh. But according to the Rabban, no way. There's nothing doing. According to the Rabban, it's not going to be Ola at all. Halach lomais, because the lumpness in the Rabban is the way the Mechaber passes outzavelis. But here it's a steer into that because you may mishnah, and therefore lomais the Taz is doichid dvarav. He doesn't like the shtickle tar of the Masas Ben Yamin, and he says, you know what? I think even according to the Rosh, halach lomais, they shouldn't be olalo. If they're yamei mishnah, the yamei mishnah, they never could count. They never could count al pi halach. They never could count. So he says no, that nafkamini. He says he doesn't think is oskahalton. He says even according to Rosh, it wouldn't be old, and that's the way they get Shachayim Paskins in Reish Nun Gimel. It's Gimel like the Ramban and the Mechaber that it's a Giyutz with these forest Beregel is Altsavelus, and that is the Hezber guys why you may regulars oil the Shloshim. Bottom line, and you have a case of Shloshim beginning before Shim. Okay, now we had some kashas. First, we had Ariel. You got it, Clor?
Yes. Lachitza, would that also be an afternoon between the Lamedus of the Ramban and the Rosh?
Rechitza normally, Ariel, we're going to call it Verm Shibitzin anyway, so you're not going to be able to do that anyway, okay? During your May regularly. Rechitza goes with Tashu Shamit. Yes, Yoni, go ahead.
So, just to understand, the Rush would say that the Avelis would not count for the Shloshim? The regular would not count for the Shloshim?
No. Everyone agrees it counts. That's the Moskanas Gamar. You may regular all Shloshim. The Shiloh's outs what?
So, according to the Rush, what's the Svar?
The Svar is, Al Pi Alach, it's outs you may regular. Because on regal, you can't observe, you can't do kibbutz and tisparis anyway. So since it happens to be a match, even though it's not because of the same halachas, we could count it. Okay? Very important. I'm glad he asked. You got to get that chlor. Everyone agrees you may regal, it's all the shalosh. The shaila is why. And in Lomdus, the Ramban holds it's out of Aelis. And the Rosh does not this. So the Masas Ben Yamin tries to go with the Rosh, and we had all these nafkaminas with simcha v'reis, wearing iron clothes, and then we're bringing up also maybe these Lamasas Ben Yamin one had a third nafkamina. If you had a chasana, would you miss to be oil or not? And then the Taz says, even according to what? Even according to the Rush, it wouldn't be oil either. Okay. Fine. Very important, guys. Very important. That comes up. I had a guy in the shul that lost his mom cholamoy. Came up, Lamaisa. He asked me to shayla about shloshim. So the shloshim you count. Strange din, because you have shloshim starting really before what? Before Shiva. That's the din. Okay, very good. Lamaisa, that's enough background. I think we have enough for Sif Aleph. So let's read Sif Aleph inside, okay? Let's get the din in here, okay? Let's read Sif Aleph. Says Sif Aleph, Akofer meso kodom aregel, binyin shechal lav avelis v'nogbo, afilu shachas, kodom aregel yedid elavaya, haregel mafsik avelis v'mavatam menag zeri shiva. Done. You did the Levaya before. V'yamei haregel olim lo leminyin shloshim. There it is, Yoni. Beferish. Okay? It's based on the Maskana Gemara. Gemara Paskins on Chof Amar Alf. It's a Shaila Gemara Paskins. Hare shiva lifnei haregel. V'yamei haregel umashlam aleim ha-shloshim. Okay? V'davka shenog avelis bosa shah. Filo nog aladvorm shibitzina. Even if you abstain from these, kigon shesham ha-shvua krova, biyom Shabbos, Shechal yos b'erev haregel. Let's say Shabbos is erev haregel. Shabbos yinanoi aladvorm shibitzina. You didn't, you, what do you mean? You heard on Shabbos, Motzi Shabbos is yontif. You heard on Shabbos when your parents died. So you didn't have Tasha Shemitah with your wife. Ah, since you didn't have Tasha Shemitah with your wife, it's like you observed something. You didn't bathe something. You didn't learn the regular Torah. Those are the dvarim shebetzina. As long as you were knowing those things, regal is mafsik. Avim shogog, oh, hazed. If you're a shogog, hazed, lonog, avelish, shashakrov, lachashech, or it's too close to dark, like that rub that asked me the shaylov, lohaya yachal linog, and you couldn't do any observance, and a regal mafsik avelis. I'm sorry, says the machaber. It's not mafatal. The kol shekinim lo yodav emis sameis, for sure, if you had no idea of the death, kodam regal, shen a regal mafatal, regal sam mafatal, lonog, but regal dvarm shibitzina, like Ariel pointed out, amona shivach a regal, you count shivach a regal, but now you're out of work for 14 days. You don't want your business going to go chapter 11. The bosa shiva, midlachto nasis adecherim. During that shiva, the formal shiva, which is the second period of the 14, yaladu mulach adecherim, but avadu shivchos also mitzina b'toch beis. They can do work in your own house. They came to kfar nisbatl, the shiva yamei a regal, mimalachit. And since already you've been nullified, since you've already been out of work, shiva yamei a regal, mimalachit from yontif, even though it wasn't out for the Avelis, El Machmas Aregel, so Nog Bidin Avelis. You still what? Binyan Malach. You still got to observe this from Malach Avelis, so we'll give you a kula. Hilkach Ein Lahak Rabo Kamo Bashar Avelis, like we learn in Shin Pei. Umalach the Nasis at the Echerim, Koyame Aregel, Rabbi Misaskimol, Anachamo. They come and Anachim you. Hilkach Ein Misaskimol, Anachamo, Acharegel. What they did, their Yotzes are. The Regel Olu Lemin Shloshim. Regel is Olu Lemin Shloshim, he says the Din. Oh. V'hashari din shloshim anu b'giutzit yisporos v'dogim b'regel, we read before. V'lo mitoros ara regel bilvad asur bem. El af mitoros a'ovel. That's the sheet of the Rabban against the Rosh. Shari mitoros ara regel mutal lubosh kelim b'guhatsum. Alts yantiv, you can wear iron clothes, chadashim l'lovonim. V'notitz yisporos, you can cut your fingernails in Mitzvarayim. We said the Rama argues, you're not allowed to cut your fingernails in Cholomoyd. Okay, Machlois Macharim, but the Machabel Shitosu. V'sameach simcha mireyus, you can do all those things. That's if you hold like the Rosh, but you hold like the Rabban, it's asur. Then he concludes, "Ba'abam medina siyam beis hashivya v'ashar shemanu chachamim." And if you come from medina siyam, you come from captivity, or other people that come listed off that are allowed to shave during cholim, mutol l'sapr l'chabes al tzcholamoy, they're mutol to kirkan and to laundry. Umidin avelus aser bekulam kavav kol. But if it's al tzavelus, you don't have a kula, and it's going to be what? It's going to be aser halach l'mais if you're what? If you're observing the avelus. Okay, good. So that's considered to be what? That was all the dinim and sif aleph. Okay? The Gemara says in Moikot, that you're dialed in the base. The Gemara says, Beferish, Ovo, in the middle of Yom, Ovo in a noeg avelusu beregel. Shnemer samachta bechagecha. And Ovo's not noeg avelusu beregel. Okay? Now, and the reason for that being, Lamaisa, if it's avelus to me, Karo, Asi, the Rabbi, Dochi, Asi, Yochin, if it's avelus to Hashtu, the bottom line is that what? There's no avelus on moed b'far hesi. The Gemara writes exubis on the dalad of bay dalad of meralf mesail of Rabbi Yechanan. Tamra afle b'shomrein avelus b'moed of a verm shibetzina noeg. So from all these makayris halacha lamaisa, right? Verm shibetzina lamaisa. says, Abishin of Elis Mamoy, Dvarm Shibitzina are Noe. From all these Makoros, Dvarm Shibitzina Taka are Noe Galpitin. Okay? That's according to who? The Rosh and the Tur. But the Ramam writes, Ein Dover Noeg Me'avelis Klal. And the Kesef Mishnah, and it's repeated in the Beis Yosef, they say nothing. There is no Avelis Befrasia or Betzina and Moeg. Zero. Ein Noeg, Ein Avelis Noeg Beyomtev, Ein Kol Dover is the Lashon of the Rambam. That means everything. Both Befrasia and Betzina. Tashi Shemitah would be Mutter. So therefore, you're going to, the Gaon points it out, you're going to have to change the Gerson Ksubis. What did it say in Ksubis? You have to change the word moed to Shabbos. But I know that there's a zero. So if you learn like the Rambam, the Beis Yosef and the Gaon point out, you're going to have to change the gears to the Gemara. Change it from what? From Yontif to Shabbos. Okay. So what do we paskin? We paskin like Rov Rishonim, the Beis Yosef says, against the Rambam, that Varm Shabbatina are noeg on Shabbos and on Yontif, like the Rosh, like the Ramban against the Rambam, Alpidin. The Mechaber says it also, the Farish. Now the Pesachei Teshuvah in Sifkot and Aleph points out, what about the Yisur Talmud Torah for an Oval on Yontif? That's like Davarim Shebetzina. So the Teshuvah's Das Eish, quoting the Pesachei Teshuvah Sifkot and Aleph, says, Tmutter learn Torah b'moed keragil. That's not also like Davarim Shebetzina. Because the mitzvah to be Sameach b'moed. And the Torah is Mesamech, Pikuri Hashem Yisharim Sam Chalev. And you're supposed to be marred the Simcha B'moy. So therefore he wants to tie in that even though Talmud Torah is Dvarim Shibitzin are Noeg on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the question is, we learned this, remember we had that Shiloh, what's the Getter Adin of a Ptur Talmud Torah for an Oval? Is he completely Potter? Is a Chiyuv, but he's got to learn Dvarim Aroy. So in this case, he's a Chiyuv, he can't learn Dvarim Aroy on Yom Tov, so he's got to learn. And that's not considered to be what? It's not also like Dvarim Shibitzina. I thought this Pesachei Teshuvah was against the Mechaber. Mechaber says in Siman Tov that Talmud Torah is Dvarim Shibitzina, right? When we get up to it, Lamais. Okay, I think it's Siman Tov. Okay? He writes Beferish, the Mechaber. So I don't know why he says this shouldn't be considered Dvarim Shibitzina. The Mechaber says it is. And the Chacham Svi in the Teshuvahs points out Pesachei Teshuvah quoted Shin Pei Dal Tzivkon Nav. Then almost also to learn Makom Makomas Aroyim, so he can learn regular Torah because he shouldn't sit around and do anything. And the Gesher Achaim says even though the Magen Avraham Siman Tov Kuf Mem Ches is Machmir, like we said that Torah is called Dover Shibitzina, we said that to the Machaber. Magen Avraham points it out. Lamaisi says you should rely on the Teshuvah's Das Eish. What are you going to do? Sit around and do nothing? So Talmud Torah is mutter to learn B'moed. So to the Chacham Svi, and therefore you could even get an Aliyah on Yontif. Kovr Meso Beregel, you could even get an Aliyah. So we assume that it's okay. All right. Interesting din, Lamaisa. Even though it's Dvarim Shibitzina, and Dvarim Shibitzina should be no egg, but what are you supposed to do? Not learn? Fakir, you're supposed to be Mesameach on Yontif, so it'll increase your learning. And I'm adding on that we're learning the lumbuses that there's a Chiv to learn, but you can't learn Chiv with Dvarim Aroyim. If there's no Chiv to learn, then maybe in the Hanami you shouldn't have the scepter. But we assume, Ladina, you have the scepter. And Rebbe Avadia writes in Reish Nun Tes Osayin, Yesh Mishomer Shemutter for an Ovel to Osik and Tayra Bachag, like he usually does. Okay? Yes, Daniel, go ahead.
What would the Machaber say in general about giving a shear? Would that be considered?
Yeah, so maybe it's if you normally give a regular shear, isn't that Avelis before Hesia?
Right.
Yeah, I did. I gave the regular shear. Thought it was, I discussed it with Simon Schlieffen. He thought it'd be Avelis Befrasia. Okay. So he did the regular shear.
Like
the Dafyami or the... Yeah, the shear on Shabbos. Not to do it would be... I gave the drasha too.
Right.
Lomais, I gave the drasha also. He thought it would be Avelis Befrasia.
Right.
Okay. Okay, let's continue now. In the tour, is what's the story of Shmini Atzeres? Shmini Atzeres considered to be like 7 days. So this is a major machlokes rishon. Beis Yosef quotes Agos Mamonios. Shmini Atzeres is considered to be 7 days only if it's nikbar kodem haregel. If it's nikbar beregel, it's considered to be 1 day. Please get it, okay? So if you're kodem haregel lifnei regel, so Shmini Atzeres will count as 7 days, like we said, 7, 14, 21. Before the regel was 7, Yontif itself another 7 of Sukkot, and Shmini Atzeres another 7. 7 plus 7 plus 7, 7 times 3 is 21, okay? You don't need a PhD for math for that, right? Okay? Even I can figure that out. I'm not. I don't have a PhD in math. Okay. But 7 times 3 is 21. So we see Beferish says that's only if you're Kovar Meso Kodem Regev. Kovar Meso Regev only counts one day. Comes along the Marshal. Marshal is quoted in the Shachar and Sifkan Zion, the Drishu, and the Masas Binyam. There's no difference. Even if you're Kovar Meso Regev, Shminat Shis is older than Shiva Yom. Interesting din. And the Shach is adamant about that, that this is Mashal Allah and the Gedoli Akroyim. So even if you're Kovar Meso Regev, it's going to cut down your shloshim. In other words, you're going to count your Shmini Atzeres as what? As 7. Okay? The Taz comes along and he says, not that way. The Taz says, not that way. He says, you should be doicha those gedolei achroinim. And he says that, lamaisa, we should only count it as 7 days if you did the Levaya before the Regal. But if you did it the Regal, it's going to count only as one day. How do we paskin? So the pashtus is, the Gesher HaChaim writes, Reshim Ches Oshir Beis V'Shasat Chak, you can rely, Lamaisa, on the Marshal, you can rely on the Marshal, that it accounts for 7. V'Shasat Chak, I don't know, let's say you got to make a chasen or something, you know. So then you can rely and say, even if it was what, even if it was Kovar Meso Regel, it's going to count as 7 days, so you get the Shloshim done quicker. He says, V'Shasat Chak. But the Pashtus HaPidin is that the Shach says, Halach Lamaisa, is that the Pashup shot is that what? We're not going to be mechalik between the what? Between the things, and therefore you can rely Shasat Chak on it. Okay, so if you hold like the Taz, it's Lamaisa, it's a Chumr. It's only going to count as one day. Okay. Let's see Sif Beis and Sif Gimel now. Hakoy Remeso Berega B'cholomoy Noeg Dinaninus calls Manchel Onikbar Ulachar Shenikbar Noeg Dvorim Shibitzinen. There it is. Beferish. Mikomo Komutul Yachin Yimishto. Even though you can't have Tashmit, it's Mutu B'yichun. Ayin Lekama L'El Sivin Shinpe Gibu Urechaim Sivin Tovku Mimchas V'arega Olu Min Shloshim She'amashlom Olav Shloshim Afilu Kavru B'chak Sukkus Lo Amrin D'Shmini Atzeres Mavato. I want you to get that. If you're Kavru Meso B'rego, you don't say that Shmini Atzeres is what? Is Mavato. Okay, mas masaskin v'regel and achamo, and your masaskin v'regel malacha. Hagav v'chom malacha muteris lasos b'moed b'davra avod mutal lasos latzmo. V'imein adavra nas v'imein adavra avod nava v'imein adavra avod. If it's not adavra avod, nas say that cherim v'batayim. They can do it in their own homes. Of avod b'shvachos osu mitzina v'toch beisov. They're going to do it in your house. It's got to be mitzina. Fine. So that's the ma'isim. We don't say that the Shmini Atzeres is what is going to be what is going to be Mavatl. Okay, we don't say that the Shmini Atzeres is going to be Mavatl. We say the regals all in the Shlosh, even your Kavru Chagatsukas, Shmini Atzeres is not Mavatl. And you do the Malach with the Lassos Malacha because we said you'll be out of work for that long. Lacha Rego Maskal Limno Shiva, Shiechlu Shiva, Lemisa Mace, that's what you ask the only when you measure 7 days of Shiva Sameis. 7 days from the death, not the burial. Avmi shadayin lo kol shivus yimei avelis from the shivus natan malach l'nasas ed acherim bebateim bavadim osu lo betzinim tok peso. Good. Vein rabim nisaskim bo lo nachamo achar regom minyan hayomim shenachamu beregom. Because they did it. Aval marin lo ponim. What's marin lo ponim? You ask him if you need any help. Marin lo ponim is you show your face. If you need anything, you're going to cover b'shlosh yomim achronim shal regom malach l'nasas ed acherim b'shlosh yomim achronim shal oval. In the places where you do Shnei Yomim, Monim Hashiv Miyotov Sheni, Akron, Hold Medivrayim, Hu Olo Laminion, Monim Akron Shishi Yom Vilva. We mentioned that, we did that at great length, that you count Miyotov Sheni as Rishon. Okay. Very good. So that's Lomaisa. We have this, we have Sif Beis. Okay? So let's now do the background for Sif Gimel. I want to just point out from the Rav Zatzal, the Rav thought, let's get it down. He thought that the Rambam Rambam were l'shitasim. What do you mean l'shitasim? Remember we had a machlokes in the Rambam and the Rambam where they were Surei Avelis Tochaninis? The Rambam said no, the Rambam said yes. The Rav wanted to say it's l'shitasim, l'gabi, whether you know a Dvarim Shibitzina or Kovar Meso Berego. The Rambam says there's no Dvarim Shibitzina, meaning that they're inextricably linked. Whenever you start Shiva, then you have the Surei. If you don't have Shiva, then there are no Isurim. You understand what I'm saying? The minion and the Isurim are inextricably linked, said the Rav, according to the Rambam. That's why Kovar Meso Regel, you don't start the count, therefore Dvarim Shibitzina are not knowing. According to the Rambam, they're not inextricably linked. You can disconnect the two. strongly. And therefore, just like you could start Shiva, you could start the your Noeg Verm Shavitzina before you start Shiva. You could also be Noeg Yisur HaVeles before the count. It's a beautiful, it's a nice shot that the Rav wanted to say, Lishitasa. Okay, very good. Let's do the background now for Siv Gimel. The Torah quotes Halacha L'maisin that Yom Tov Achron Shochag is Oilu L'minyan Shiva, like we just said, since it's what? Since it's Midrabanan. Okay? So the Bach points out Yom Tov Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah is Oilu L'minyan Shiva, even if he's buried in Yom Tov Rishon. And the Pesach Teshuvah in Siv Karnei says, one second, there are Achronim, Gedolei Achronim, and say, only if Yom Tov Sheni of Rosh Hashanah is Yom Yisa Ukfura, then it's Oilu L'minyan Shiva, because that's the Theorisa. But if it's not considered, it's pronounced, it's strong. So even if it's Yom Tov Sheni Shal Rosh Hashanah, it'll count. But if it wasn't the same Yom Nisa Yom Kruv, if he died, let's say, on Yom first day of Rosh Hashanah, you cannot count the second day as being what? As being the first day of Shiva. We don't hold like that. We hold lock, stock, and barrel. Everything's the Rabbanan, all Avelis. So we'll count Yom Tov Sheni of Rosh Hashanah to no matter what be the first day of Shiva, even though you're not observing it overtly, right? But L'maisa, the whole thing is the Rabbanan. So let's see the Mechaber. Im covers Meso Shiva Yovin Kodam Arego. The Mechaber writes, right? Im cover Meso Shiva Yovin Kodam Arego. V'nog Mem Gzera Shiva V'rego Mavatlam Min Gzera Shloshim. Okay, that's a new din. If you had 7 days before the Levat, before Yontif, so Yontif is Mavatlam Shloshim. Filu Chal Yom Shvi Ber Avrego Miksos Yom Kekulo V'ol Lekan Lekan. You get both. That was Abishol's din, right? Umut Lechabish Lirchot L'Sapir Ber Avrego. So basically, you mix some kakulu, you end the day, and also bavato shloshim. Hagah says the Ramah, Samach lechashecha ube'erev pesach mutter mutter bakol achar chatzos. Not in mizman shchitus of pesach ve'elich. The adiv sheigalach konim chatzos hol ve'achirim asrum legalech achar chatzos. What does this mean? So what are you allowed to do on erev pesach? On erev yontif? Only right before shkia, not like an hour before. Erev, and then you should only start. Can you remember I said the Rav Schwab, I remember? Remember what we said? Erev Pesach is the only one that's done a chatzos. Every Erev Shabbat, Erev Yom goes an hour or two before. This is beared out with this Ramah. Agas, Samach HaShecha. But Erev Pesach is different. Erev Pesach, Mutav Chola, Abakol Achar Chatzos, Nizan Shchit, Zapesach, Veilach. But he says you're going to get into a predicament here. You better take a shave before chatzos because no one's going to want to shave you because you can't do malacha. That's a bezundra din. You're not allowed to do malach in Erev Pesach after Chatzos. Because of what? Because of the Korban. The Korban's asas b'malach, malach shel tircha, like, you know, cholamoy. It's an interesting din. You know, the Yishami asks, how can you ever go to work? You tell your wife or you tell your parents, you're going to sit in koil the rest of your life, l'mais. You can't go to work. Vasafta, why? Why? The Korban tomin. Beis HaMikdash, every day. So they'll tell you there's no Beis HaMikdash. Okay. Okay, that'll be the response. But let's say Bisman Bismit, how can they ever go to work? There was a Korban Talmud offering in Gans Kla Yisrael. Yushami asked that kasha. Taisus quotes the Psukim Dafnun Manav. What's the answer? Asafta the Ganecha. Special Jerza Kosov. You could gather your wheat. If it wasn't for that special Jerza Kosov, go to work. It should be also to work. So he says, no one's going to want to shave you. The Shach is Mazber. So therefore, make sure you get the shave before Chatzos. Because he says, Adiv Shigala Konim Chatzos, Hova Achlein Rosh Legalech Achar Chatzos. Okay, good. So let's point this out. This is the Gemara Moikot in your Testament Aleph. As we said, Akor Mesh Shmon Yonim Kodam Rego, Bonte Menech Shloshim, based on the Gemara in your Testament is Abishol. So we said, based on Abishol, O Lekan, O Lekan. That's what he says right here. Tanak Yisar Abishol, Mixi Yom Kekulo, Yom Shri O Lekan, O Lekan. Am Rav Chistom, Ravina Barshila, Alach Ki Abishol. There it is. Okay. So, Lamaisa, the Torah on this Mechaber had three sheetas. I want you to know the three sheetas. The Ravid, the Rosh, and the Tour say you can do it mibod yom. You can take a haircut and laundry mibod yom. And you can only wear the press clothes, though, the Erev. Okay? And you should only wash lamaisa, you know, towards the evening. So you're allowed to what do it mibod yom earlier, let's say 1, 2 o'clock. He does say, though, wearing the clothes should be at evening and doing the rechitza towards more of the evening. The Rivah says you have to do everything, samach l'erev, kodem chashecha. And the Rambam says you could do everything. The Rambam seems to be the most machmir on this, and he basically doesn't really allow you to do anything so much on Erev Yontif. Okay, Lamaisa, as we said, Lamaisa, the Mechaber writes, Mutter, Lechabes, Lirchus, Lesaper, Erev, Aregel, and Ramah says, Samach, HaShechetz, Mutter, Erev, Pesach, we say, after Chatzos, Lamaisa, and the shaving is considered to be what? Mutter, because no one else is going to shave you. So I want to get to now the shach on this Nakuda. The shach in Sifkot and Yud-Aleph is Doich of the Ramah, that he says that everything is Mutter and Erev, Pesach, Shako, Mutter, Erev, Pesach, Acher, Chatzos. He says, if you're looking at Jewish Ma'arin Mintz, Ma'ari Mintz, which is the Makor of the Ramah, everything should be Usr, he says. Like every Erev Yontif. Should only be Mutter, Somach, HaShechet. So he says, if you look closely, even Erev Pesach, he doesn't allow it. Even Erev Pesach, he doesn't allow it. He only allows it, Somach, HaShechet. Only Giluach will allow after Chatzos, because why? No one else can do it. So I want you to get that shock. Even though we point out that it's prevalent, we assume Ladina like Erev Pesach after Chatzos, everything goes. But the shach says the Makor there was a Ma'ariv Mintz, and if you look in the Ma'ariv Mintz, he only allowed halacha lemaisa shaving halacha lemaisa before Chatzos. Everything he allowed was only kodem kashech, an hour or two before. Rama says you got to do it like really close by. Okay, now that's the Mechaber. Let's finish up the Mechaber and Sif Gimel Chini Michal Shmini B'Shabbos. Let's get this. The Cheni Michal Shmini B'Shabbos should be Erev Aregel. You got that? The eighth day, the day after Shiva was a Shabbos. Shabbos is Erev Aregel. What do you do? Mutal Lekabes Alirchot Lasapir of Shabbos. Wow. Why? Because the Shloshim are going to be nullified on the Yontif anyway. So you're allowed to go back and do it on the eighth day, even though you're still in Shloshim technically, right? But we allow this Kula. Vimlo Gilach Ber of Yontif or Ber of Shabbos Mutal Lelech Achar Aregel. Wow. And he says, if you didn't shave Rav Yontif or Rav Shabbos after the Yontif, you can shave because Shloshim was nullified. You should have shaved beforehand. You're not allowed to go into the regal. Why aren't you allowed to shave on Chol HaMoed? You're a lazy guy. That's what Rabbeinu Tam, the Torah quotes. If you shaved Rav Yontif, you can shave Chol HaMoed. The Rav held like that Rabbeinu Tam Ladina. It's not quoted in the Baal HaTaisis and Shas. The Torah quotes are the Rav held like that against Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe said, we don't hold like that. Torah b'shem Rabbeinu Tam. V'imchal shvi shalo b'shabbos erev aregel, asul legalech. What's that? If the seventh day of Shiva comes out on Shabbos, erev aregel, asul legalech b'erev Shabbos. That's already too much. So asul legalech b'erev Shabbos, because that means you'll be shaving within Shiva. You follow what I'm saying? It says, chal shvi shalo b'shabbos erev aregel. So you can't shave an erev Shabbos. That's already the sixth day of Shiva. That's already too much. Also, legalech b'erev Shabbos, mutter legalech achar regel. It's mutter for you to what? It's mutter for you to shave achar regel because the shloshim has been nullified. Chem b'chol amoy, kem shlo yachol legalech kodam regel. Also, chol amoy, you can also shave because you weren't able to shave kodam regel. Why weren't you able to shave kodam regel? Because the sixth day of Shiva was Friday. Seventh day of Shiva is Shabbos. You can't shave on Shabbos. So we give the heter. It's like the Rabbeinu Tam. It's like a guy coming from captivity. So why don't you get those last two cases? Let's say it over again. These last two cases. What happens if the eighth day of Shiva, so no eighth day of Shiva, but the eighth day, after the day after Shiva is Shabbos, which is Erev Regel. So you're allowed to on Friday, okay? Friday, you're allowed to do laundry and take a haircut. Why? Because you're anticipating Shloshim being nullified, even though it hasn't yet been nullified yet. But I have no choice. And it's not in Shiva, because that Shiva was over, it's so cool in the morning. Okay? So that's why halacha l'maisa, you're able to what? You're able to do it, even though the eighth day is really Shabbos. But if you did not shave in Erev Yontif or Erev Shabbos, it's mutter for you to do after Rego because Shloshim is nullified. But Chol HaMoed you can't shave because you really should have shaved Kodam Rego and you didn't. Oh, that's one scenario. The second scenario is if the second day of Shiva is shot, seventh day of Shiva is Shabbos, and then Saturday night is Yontif, then what do? So you can't shave on Friday because that's still in Shiva. So therefore, we allow you to shave after Regel for sure because it's nullified. But he says you're able to be shaved in Chol HaMoed even, halacha l'maisa, because you weren't able to shave Kodam HaRegel. It's like it's an interesting case because it's like you're coming from Medina Siyama, you came out of captivity. Because you couldn't shave on Friday because it's the sixth day. Can't shave on Shabbos, also shave on Shabbos. What are you supposed to do? Okay. Very good. Okay. Let's get to now. The din, okay. Interesting halacha that comes up, okay. interesting halacha that comes up here, and that is the following. Okay? The Shulchan Aruch, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, the Shulchan Aruch paskins, if one of the days of Avelis, okay, you know what, we'll get to that when we get to Sif Hei. We'll get to that when we get to Sif Hei. Okay, let's look at Sif Dalet. Had the regum of Atak Zeri Shloshim Bishar Mesim of Avivimo Shosel Saper Achi Yigur Bo Chavera Filipogabo Aregal Akash Shloshim Inim of Atak. Very important halacha. Please get it. Someone asked me this shaila too, and someone asked me this shaila a while ago, and he told me a Rav told him like this, and I said, I don't think that's a correct psak. But I said, you know what? First of all, Moise, let's look it up, because it might be chutz what I'm saying. And lo and behold, I look it up, and I was wrong. The Rav was right. You always got to look it up. It was this shaila. When you say regals mavatach shloshim, that's only by Shar Mason. By Aviv Imo, the Isser still continues at Yigor Bachavero. Even if the regal comes in the middle, after shloshim, it's not mavatach, there's still a din of Yigor Bachavero. Please get that halacha, okay? Very important halacha. The Taz, Lamaisen, here I'm talking that the Rav's wrong. I was giving musr to myself. Chutzpah. Here I'm saying the other Rav's wrong. Look, but I said, let's look it up. So then, but I did say that I was wrong. I did tell him I was wrong. I don't know if I was on the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, but Yitabeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu was happy when he said he was wrong. I'm going to have to be honest, Lamaisa. But we should strive to be on that Madrega. Okay? But the din is clear. Shar Krovim, Regal is Mavato Shloshim. But Aviv Imo, it's not true. The Isser is actually Igo Bachaverev. Even if the Regal comes after Shloshimo. Now, I want you to know something. Usually when the Torah quotes Sefer HaMitzvot, it's the Smag, if I'm not mistaken. Right here, page Shin Samechei, Ostalot, he says, Kosev the Sefer HaMitzvot, Davke Shepopego Regal Betok Shloshim. Avim Avru Shloshim, let's say day 33, was the Regal. Avim Avru Shloshim, Achach Pogabo HaRegal, Afilim Chaos, Yom Shloshim Regal, HaRegal Mavacho. Done. So the Sefer HaMitzvah says, if day 33 was the regal, you're done. You don't have to wait out Shigo B'Chavero. And we don't hold like that, okay? We do not hold like that. Bottom line, the Aviv Imo regals are not Mavato, the din of Yud Beis. Chodesh, it's actually Shigo B'Chavero. Reish Nun Beis Osal. And if you hold like the Ramosha Zatzal we had against Rabbi Kivei, it recycles itself. Remember we said? When Rabbi Kivei, it was one time, once it's puck, it's puck. Ramosha Zatzal Shigo B'Chavero recycled itself. Okay. Fine. Let's get to Sifei now in the Mechaber, okay? Says the Mechaber in Sifei, okay? Let's get it. Imchal echen mimei avelis chutz mi ashvi berav aregel mutu lechabes velo yul b'shenu ar alayla v'tov lezer melechabes ar akra chatzos kede shei nikr shemibnei aregel mechabes ala lirchotz osa ar alayla v'yesh matir lirchotz achat filis mincho somok achasheicha chein nogin. Oh, so what happens if one of the days of Avelis, not the last one, was Erev Regal? Let's say the fourth or fifth day of Shiva. So here the Mechaber writes, okay, you haven't been nullified Shloshim yet. Yes, guys, because you didn't get the Yontif yet. You're anticipating Yontif, but you haven't yet. So are you going to allow it? So the Mechaber says we allow it, but when? After Chatzos. And then he says, Yesh Lirchotz Rak Belayla. What does that mean? Allah Lamaisa. Right? How can you bathe on Yontif, Lamaisa? I guess we allow that. You know, there's a shower where you can take showers in Yontif. Mishnah Berurah says the minhag is not to, but let's say in theory you held it was. Our minhag is Mishnah Berurah, you shouldn't take showers in Yontif, okay? But let's say in theory you did, you have no problems, you drip dry, you don't use a towel, you don't get your hair wet. Let's say maybe you don't even use hot water. But he says, the Mechaber says, some say you could do kibus, tov l'chabes ad achra chatzos, he says. And then the shower, you shouldn't take it till Alayla. And he says, some allow it after Mincha, Samach Lechashecha. So Rama says, the meaning is the Matrachitza Samach Lechashecha. Comes along the Shach, the shame that Chumas Adesh and Sifkon Tetzain. And he says, even Meis Lo Meis Ber of Shabbos, what's the din? If Shabbos is Erev Aregel, what do you do? It's Mutal Lirchot's Ber of Shabbos. Wow, that's a big Kiddush, okay? He wants to say, even Friday, Lamaisa. Even Friday, we know that the regal is Motzoy Yom Tov, if you're able to bathe a little bit of Shabbos. We do that based on this and the Seder of Rav Henkin. We do it a little bit before Shabbos, right? But Lamais, even if you don't hold that, he's holding that. On Saturday night is Yontif, Shabbos is Erev Regal, so you can bathe a little bit before, because the case of the Mechaber was Yontif. This is when Shabbos is Erev Shabbos, Shabbos is Erev Yontif. So the Shach is bothered by this. I want you to get this. The Shach says he thinks it's a problem in Sifkan Tetzayin in the Ramah. We said in the Ramah in Simon Shin Pei Aleph that the Ramah held to that Rivah, that there's a minik to Asa Rechitza Kol Shloshim Yom. So how does he matter her Erev Regal when the Shloshim have not been nullified yet? So you're going to say here because of Kavod Yontif? You're going to say here because it's Kavod Yontif? The whole Isser there is only a Chumra Balma. Because of Kavod HaRegel, not Makra. That's how he says a Shtikl Torah to front for the Ramah. Because the whole Chumra is it, the whole Chumra of the Rivah is a Chumra, he says. So the Mela, Mokum Kavod Yontif, you're allowed to do it. The Nafkamina would be, listen to this Chak. The Nafkamina would be after Yontif, does the Isser Rechitza recycle itself? And Kibus. Does it recycle itself? Because in this scenario, right, the regal was not Mavatak Zeri Shloshim, right? It wasn't Mavatak Zeri Shloshim, Halakha L'maaseh in this scenario, right? Why wasn't it Mavatak? Because why? Because Halakha L'maaseh, the Yontif came in the middle of Shiva, right? So it wasn't Mavatak the Shloshim. Halakha L'maaseh. So if it wasn't Mavatal Shlosha, will it recycle itself or not? Okay? Will it recycle itself or not? Halacha L'maisa. So it could very well be that maybe it will, L'maisa. Maybe it will. Okay? Because it wasn't Mavatal and it was Chapa Nafkamina. That's an interesting shtickle. I want you to get that, Halacha L'maisa. The Pesachei Tshuva here in Sifkat and Zion quotes, many Gedolei Achronim did not accept this psak of the Trumas Hadeshen. Okay? Again, the Trumas Hadeshen is the one who made that kula that Friday was Erev Shabbos, of course, and Shabbos is Erev Yontif, which is an extension of the case of the Mechaber. The Mechaber wasn't dealing with, he was just saying that Halach L'maisa, even Meis Lo Meis, he extended it Erev Shabbos when Shabbos was a what? Erev Regal, okay? So when Shabbos was an Erev Regal, L'maisa, it's Erev Shabbos. So he says he extended even in Meis Lo Meis, Bear of Shabbos. Okay? I think that means the Chiddush being, even if Yom Rishon would be the Araisa, he did the Kfura on that day, even if Yom Rishon would be the Araisa, Halacha L'maisa, but he said you'd be Mutter be Rochets. So the Peshachuvas do not accept this Psak. Please get it. You're not allowed to bathe in Erev Shabbos. You're not allowed to bathe in Erev Shabbos, Halacha L'maisa, when Shabbos is Erev Aregel. We don't accept the heter of the Trumas Hadeshen. You should ask Rechitza Kibbutz Kol Shloshim Yom Lefnei Aminik. Because the case of the Mechaber was, one of the days of Shiva, L'maisa, the fourth day of Shiva, came out on Erev Regal. Okay? You see, the Mechaber is not talking about Erev Shabbos. You follow me? Mechaber is talking about one of the days of Shiva was Erev Regal. The Shach is the one who extends it to what? What will be the din if what if Shabbos is Erev Regal? You follow me? That's a shtickle turn of the Chach Mashem, the Chumas Hadeshen. And the Pesachuvah quotes, Harbi Gedol Achron did not accept this. The only thing that we're going to allow is what the Mechaber is that one of the days of Shiva was Erev Regal will lie to bay. But if you're going to start saying that Shabbos, it's too far removed. You know what I mean? Shabbos was the Erev Regal, and the day before Shabbos is Erev Shabbos, but it's 2 days before. So Mechatesh will allow this. And he says that what? Gedol Achron did not accept the Chach Mashem, the Chumas Hadeshen. Okay. The Shach and Sifkot Ted Zion and the Taz and Sifkot Ney ask on the Ramal. In Orachaim and Simon Tov Kuf Mem Ches Sif Yud, the Ramal asks Rechitza Kol Shloshim, even Erev Aregel. It's Mamash Astira Menei Obey. The Ramal says, Lechein Nogin. What do you mean? In the Orachaim, he says, it's Asur. We don't allow it, Halacha L'maisa, even Erev Aregel. So they both say, there the Ramal is referring to, it's Roi Lassor. In Lomdus, we should Asur. But L'maisa, we don't ask. There we have that same concept that it, like the Yom Rishon, the Mechaber, remember we said, Psik Reishol Nichalei, but the L'maisa people don't do it. The same thing here, Yom Rishon is Tzkuru, Yom Yisikuru, Diraisa, but L'maisa, we count Yontif Sheni. Remember we said that from the Yisod HaLok, what the Mechaber says, and another example of that. The Ramon, theoretically, in Lom, the Snor Chaim is saying that it should be awesome, but L'maisa people on make. Okay. Fine. Let's get to the Gemara L'maisa, and Daf. You know, we're up to what? We're up to Sivvav. Let's finish up with this Mahalach that we want to do by Abdullah Lamaisa. And then we'll start tomorrow, guys, Bez Hashem, the Siyata Dishmaya. We'll start from Sivvav. Want to finish up the Simon. I want to try to get, we'll go straight, Bez Hashem, till Tuf Gimel. And then we'll go back, Bez Hashem. Then we'll go back, okay? All right, we'll go back. And then we'll, Bez Hashem, we'll be able to finish up the Inyan. Okay? Just want to point out, a friend had a beautiful Mahalach here that I wanted to just say over very briefly. And that's in his Sefer in Simon Chaf Aleph. The Mechaber in Hilchos Shabbos in Simon Reish Sadi Tes Sivvav says, Shachach v'lo hivdo b'motzoi Shabbos Mavdol Atzof Yom Shlishi. If you forgot, he didn't say Avdol on Saturday night. You could say Avdol until Tuesday. The Yeshomim Shinam Avdol Kol Yom Rishon. There's a Yeshomim that says you only have Saturday night and Sunday. 2 days in the Mechaber B'Ferish. It's based on a Gemara M'sachim Kuv Zayin where there's a Machloig Samarayim between Rabban and Meimar. Do you have 3 days or only 1 day? Mechaber quotes both days. The Rif Paskins only have 1 day. Okay. If you look in the Rabbi Kivagan and Zagos on Shulchan Aruch there, points out the following. He says, being Mavdol Saturday night or Sunday is not Begeter Tashlumen. It's Me'ikar Adin. Because the Yom is Holech Achar Alayla. So when you're Mavdol Motzoi Shabbat, it's like you're Mavdol B'Yom Rishon B'Emes. And if you look in the Rabbeinu Chashabbos Pirach Haftes Alachadal, listen to his Lashon. Iker kiddush b'layla, imlo kiddush b'layla, bein b'shogig, bein b'mezin, mekadosh v'holeh kol yom kulo. V'imlo hivdo b'layla, mavdo l'machar, umavdo v'hoylech atzof yom shlishi. Why does the Ram double his lashon? Mavdo l'machar, umavdo v'hoylech atzof yom shlishi. Just say mavdo atzof yom shlishi. So here refrain wants to say that's meduyuk like the Rebbe Kivager. The Iker's man of Avdol is Saturday night and Sunday. Alpi din. You have the ability to do it till Tuesday, but the Iker's man is Sunday night and Monday. And that's what the Rambam writes, Nafkamina's Linen Yontif. When you say Mavdol Amachar or Mavdol V'Hoylech, to tell me that the Yom Echad is Mikri Iker, like the din of what? Like the din in the Rebbe Kivager. Now that's considered to be a tremendous Chiddush. Okay, so, and Rebbe Kivager points out, says, even if you paskin Mavdol Sof Yom Shlishi, and you go buster Tuesday, right, that it's considered Tuesday, that's not shaykh by yontif, guys, right? So halacha l'maisa, if you say the ikker day is the first night of first day, halacha l'maisa, then that would work. What that would work for yontif, but to say that it extends to the week, that doesn't work for yontif. Oh, so l'maisa, Rabbi Kivager, in the end of his piece, quotes a raya from the Russian brachas. What does the Russian brachas say in the fourth paragraph? What's it then if someone doesn't have, say avdol and tefila? What's halacha? You don't have to go back because you're Mavdol HaKos. What happens if you don't have a kos? You have to go back and daven. But the Rosh says, if you're expecting a kos on Sunday, you don't have to go back and daven. And the Kivager says, I don't understand. The Rosh in Pesachim says you can say Avdol until Tuesday. Why didn't he say that if you're expecting a kos until Tuesday? You follow me? So it must be that he's holding the Iker Zman of Avdol Saturday night and Sunday. And the reason why you don't go back in daven is because you're expecting the kos on Saturday night or Sunday. But if you're expecting it until Tuesday, that's not the Iker's man. The Mela, that's why you'd have to go back in daven. But what emerges is a steer in the rush. What's the steer in the rush? The rush in the third parak of Megill of Brachas, we learn if someone's an onan on Shabbos, what's the din? He's pater from Avdolah. Because why? It's like the din of what? Chagar b'yom rishon by Chagiga. If he was lame on the first day and he became better on the second, it's Pata Lagamri. The Amar Rami Rutenberg argued, we learned. Machleg's Rosh Amar Rami Rutenberg. And the Machaber, we know possibly Amar Rami Rutenberg, Halacha Maishi Chayv and Avdolah. So the Michal Shchinuch says, it's totally whether Avdolah goes till Tuesday. If it's a Tashlumin, if you were Pata on Saturday night, you're Pata in Gansan. That's the Rosh. But the Amar Rami Rutenberg says, going until Tuesday is not Pata Shlumin, the Iker's man is all the way till Tuesday. Okay? So what do we have here now? Three Shitas. Is the Iker's man Lamaisa of is the Iker's man of Avdol Saturday night? The Rush says it is, and therefore it's your potter is known, your potter and good. The Maran Mirbergar, the other polar says it's all the way till Tuesday, Mimeli or Mukhui, way after the Leviathan. And the Rebbe Kivager says the Iker is what? Rebbe Kivager's pshat is what in the pshat in the Rush is the Iker is Saturday night and Sunday. Yom, Monday and Tuesday are just Tashlumin. So Halacha Lamaisa, steering the rush. Why would the rush say not mavdal shu biyom rishon? Let's say the levaya is quickly done Sunday morning. According to the rush, you should do Abdallah, right? The Iker Zman is Saturday night and Sunday. We've been presenting the land, and then a shir Thursday and early in shir that according to the rush, if you're not chayav on Shabbos, you're putting ganzen. It's not a problem. So Refrain Shlita wants to say like this, that the rush and the Maharam Rutenberg are lemaisa, not arguing what the Zman of Abdallah is, like the Minchas Chinuch. The Maharam and Rutenberg and the Rosh are arguing what the nature of Abdallah is. Not what the Zman of Abdallah is. They're arguing what the Geder Adin of Abdallah is. The Rambam in Perek Chavtes in Nukhul Shabbos says that, you know, that there's a din of Zachar Shem and Shabbos Lakacho. Kiddush is the rice in the front end. Abdallah is also the rice on the back end. You have to Mekadosh Shabbos Bein because he's Sosso Bein Litziyosso. That's the Shita Zarambam. Din be a rice. It's not a din in Chol. It's a din in Zachar. It's part of the Chiyuvi of Shabbos. And that's the sheet of the Maharam Rutenberg says, refrain. That an onain on Motzoi Shabbos, even though he's part of the mitzvahs, but Lamaisa, Motzoi Shabbos is the Zman Chiyuv, but the Sibis Achiyuv is Shabbos. An onain has all the dinim of Shabbos. There's no Ptura Ninus on Shabbos, and therefore he's Chayv and Avdallah when what? When the Chiyuv emerges. So Saturday night he becomes an onain, so you can't do Avdallah. But once you're done after the Levaya, stop shot that the Maharam Rutenberg holds that what? The Zman of Avdallah, like we standardly think, till Tuesday. And then once Levi done, he resurfaces. No, the Chiyuv is on Shabbos, is Mechayiv Yun Avdallah. There's no Aninus on Shabbos. So when it becomes permissible for you to do mitzvahs, then do it. You follow me? It's a different gang. You know what a gang is in Yish? A different Mahalach, a different Slora. It's not out what? It's not out that Avdallah lasts till Tuesday. It's out the fact that Shabbos is Mechayiv Avdallah. He couldn't do it Saturday night for a technical crowd because an unspot the mitzvahs. But once the Levi is done, he's nishkin and noinim, and out Shabbos, you're mechuyiv. Nemeila, this is against the Igris HaRama. Remeir Alev, according to the Chuvah HaRashba, if you look, the Sefer Igris HaRama, it's quoted in the Chuvah HaRashba, the Balei HaTosfos, that Havdalah is the Araisa from what? A different marker. Ulahavdil ben Kodesh L'chol. Vayikra Vavav. Wow, that's a Vekiyas. That's a collector's item. Havdol is not from Zachar Shemesh L'Kapcho. It's from the Din L'Havdol Mein Kodesh L'Chol. Neneila, according to the Rashba, Havdol is a Din D'Yarais on Yontif too as well. So according to the Ram, it's not. Zachar Shemesh Shabbos L'Kapcho is only Shabbos, not Yontif. So he wants to say it's not a Din in Shabbos. It's a Din in separating. That's what the Rush holds, perhaps. Maybe that's what the Pshat is. Allah L'Maisa. The Chiddush of Rabbi Kiva Eger, Dikras Man Avdol is the first day. Lomai says, not Maila and Moir. The Din is not on what the Zman of Avdol is. What's the Sibis Avdolah? Is it Shabbos to Mechayev like the Rambam and the Maharam Rutenberg? Or is it Midin what? Or is it Midin Chol? Chol is what's Mechayev it. So Mimele, that's why you're Nifta Lagami, even if Dikras Man Chiv is Beyond Rishon, since you were Potter what? On the first day, Saturday and Sunday, the whole thing is Pukkah. So that's what we want to tine it. That's what he wants to tine it. Is there when, I think it comes out this year, Tisha B'Av is Motzoi Shabbos, correct? Is there Havdalah or not? Yes or no? Yes, Sunday night we do Havdalah, you remember? Havdalah Alakos, that's what we pass. Do you know the Rabban says in the Torah Sodom, there is no Havdalah? There is no Havdalah in such a scenario. It's because we're upset at the time of Havdalah Saturday night, and he says, you're done. You don't need it at all. The Rabban writes in the Torah Sodom, Allah Lomaisa. Even though you can be Mavdal Kol Shabbos Kul, you could you know daven Saturday night early. He says Allah Lomaisa, you're not chayiv at all because we're not in a state of being rich. We're anias and Tisha B'Av all anim merudim. There's no chiyuv of tashlumin, mamish. And the Rif says no. You do it on when? You do it on the Rif says kishchal Tisha Motzei Shabbos if shal Mavdal Bosalai Niatanis Dein Mavdin and Klal. So you do it on Sunday night. Shulchan Aruch holds like the Rif. Simen Tov Kuf Nun Vav. We paskin do it Saturday night. So what's a machlaikis? This is the machlaikis. If Havdalah is a mechayev of Shabbos, comes from Zachar Yom Shabbos Lakadsho, Allah Lamaisa, so there's no makom of the Sfar of the Ramban. Shabbos is mechayev when you can do it, so do it Sunday night. But if you hold Lamaisa like the Ramban, that the Chiyuv is a Havdalah ben Shabbos L'chol, and at the time of Chol we're in a serious, terrible state of poorness and poverty, then El Hanam is no Chiyuv of Havdalah. And the Mechaber's Pesach goes beautifully, because who did he pass from like the Maharam Rutenberg and Hilchos Avelos? Then an Onin is Chayv and Havdalah after the Kvura. Because what's the Mechayev? Shabbos is Mechayev, right? And therefore, that's why in Motzei Tisha B'Av, since Shabbos is the Mechayev, you do the Havdalah on Saturday night, on Sunday night. You follow me? L'shitoso. So that's what it means when the Gemara in Brachos Kof Zayin Beis says the Rav was daven Saturday night early. Why did he daven early? Remember we discussed this, we don't accept that. Remember we said if a person known in on Shabbos, should you chap around and get Meir of daven early and say the Havdalah, should you chap in Atachon Atanu? We said we don't do it. But that's a major machloikis. If you look in the Rambam Perek Chof Tesla Chir Alf, he says Yeshu Ol Adam Lekadosh Shal Kosvir of Shabbos Bibod Yom Alf Bishul Nitzel on Shabbos V'chein Mato Lekos Bibod Yom Alf Bishish Anayin Shabbos Shemitzah Skir Lom Rebbe Mishas K'nin Tzoz V'tzoz V'men Yikodom L'shazu Kimad. Rambam says Yeshu Ol Adam, it's a Lechachilo. You see, the according to the Rambam, the mitzvah of Avdol is a mitzvah. It doesn't take away from the Kedusha of Shabbos. It's not mutter to do malacha. You follow what I'm saying? You could say the Avdol earlier and still be Asr what? Still be Asr in it. That's what he wants to tainin. You could still be what? You could still be, it doesn't make it what? Doesn't make it Asr. Halacha l'mais. That's the sheet of the Rambam. The truth is, refrain found in the Meiri and Bracha says this. He says, Vavkan tamu Rambam hech nasa kodesh shibi adenu chol chulen. Kom yesh lismok af Avdolah kiddish li shahila Shabbos. That's exactly what the Rambam's saying. The Rambam is saying the Chachila, the Shitos, it's from the Chiyuve Shabbos. So you don't have to mafkiya the Kedusha Shabbos. It's part of Shabbos. Even the Chachila kimavdo ben lavdo mibod yom on Shabbos. Whereas according to the Geras Arama and the Chuvas Arashba, the Balei Taisis, they say no, it's lahavdil. It has to do with Havdolah. So therefore, they're not happy with what? With doing this, unless you have a Tzarech Mitzvah. Then we would allow you to daven early, halacha l'maisa. Then we would allow you to daven early, halacha l'maisa, in such a case. But we don't want you to do it. The Shus Yaakov said, in such a case, we'll allow you to daven early. But in general, we won't allow it. So that's how refrain wanted to be mazbe with this machlokes. So what emerges is really three shitas. Do you say that what? Do you say that Avdolah spans all the way to what? To Tuesday, like the Maram in Rutenberg, Poshup Shat. Do you say l'maisa that, It depends on the chiyuv of Saturday night. If you're not mechuyuv, you're not mechuyuv. Or you could say pshat is that maybe like there would be kiveger in the rosh that the ikar is Saturday night and Sunday, and halacha l'maisa. If you say the din is in what? If you say the din is in separation, so halacha l'maisa, the din is that the halacha l'maisa. The din is in separation. You can hear the Ramban pshat. How can I separate? I'm not in a good state. But if the chiv flows from a Shabbos, a mechayiv of Shabbos, which is the Maram and the Rambam say, you could do it even on Sunday night. No problem. You could even do it on Tuesday. Al pi halacha. It's not pshat that necessarily have to say that Avdolah goes till Tuesday. You could say a new pshat. It goes till Tuesday because the week, but it's out Shabbos on Zohar Yom Shabbos Lekacho. So the bottom line is, you paskin like the Maram, you do Avdolah after the Levi, either because Avdolah spans that or a new lumdus. That it's out Shabbos, and that that goes all the way until Tuesday. And the Rosh would be Kedesh, so the Iker is Lila and Yom. And Lamais, if the Iker is Lila and Yom, that's why the Rosh says that you have to redaven if you didn't have what? You're not going to have a kos on Saturday and Sunday. Why not the rest of the week? Because the Iker is Saturday night and Sunday. Not that what? Not that Lamais, that Havdalah Lamais goes to what? There's a Tashlum in the rest of the days. The Rosh agrees you could say Avdolah the rest of the day. It's only out to Tashlumen. But the bottom line is if you come Bar Mitzvah during Tok Shiva, you're Potter. But by Avdolah, you're going to be Mechuyiv. Okay, so we're now at Shin Sarites Sivah, Blez Hashem. We'll pick it up from there tomorrow, 1:15. We'll keep going by to Blez Hashem. Okay. Blez Hashem, I have shared through the week, Blez Hashem.